You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the line, we've got the wonderful Holly from Tiny Ruins. Kia ora, Holly. How's it going?
Kia ora. It's very, very good here. Potatoes are going nuts.
It's so nice to hear the sound of summer. I was serious when I was saying that. I feel like we've all been well overdue these hot, sunny days. It's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the city. How have you been holding up?
Yeah, we're out in Langholm, out in the bush, and it was pretty hairy. Like, just the trees around us are quite big, and I was worried about those, so we all kind of slept downstairs in a heap.
Yeah.
like, relatively unscathed, you know, like, feeling incredibly lucky.
Well, that's good to hear. I like the pack mentality of just sort of being together in the sort of safest space in the house. Feels like the right thing to do.
Yeah, there were two dogs in the heap, so it was literally the pack.
a reassuring heap.
Yeah.
You have got a couple of really beautiful songs out in the world now, Holly. We just listened to one of them before. That was The Crab or Water Baby. And you've got a new one out today called Dorothy Bay, and you've just announced your new album, Ceremony, which is going to be coming out in April. It sounds like it's been a busy time for you.
Yeah, it has been, but we actually recorded it more than a year ago, so it's been waiting in the wings a little bit, but the last few weeks have been busy just trying to get it all ready for everybody.
They are suitably, magical sounding Tiny Ruins tracks. You've got your band that you've been working with for many years now, and you obviously have a very familiar language when you play with each other. But tell us a wee bit about the process for making this record, Holly. Where did you go in your writing process and your sort of, mood board or ideas space? Where were you sort of thinking when you started Ceremony?
Yeah, it started quite a long time ago. So around the time that we were finishing up the last album, Olympic Girls, I started writing stuff. I would say the lyrics started as kind of scrappy, like, poems that I didn't put to music till a couple of years later. So it's all been quite a long process. And when I did finally put them to guitar parts, that was during the first lockdown of the pandemic, and I just kind of had a really creative burst where I finished most of the songs for the album during that time, and then got together with Tom and Cass as the lockdown eased, and we came up with a lot of the guitar and bass kind of riffy bits, I went to Raglan and locked myself in a train carriage for 3 days or 4 days just to finish the lyrics. Even then it kind of felt quite sort of apocalyptically. I remember there was the Australian bushfires at the time, and it was all, that was kind of all on my mind. So there's a lot of environmental stuff going on the album. It's all set on the Manukau Harbour, which is where I live. That's kind of the local body of water. And each song is kind of like directly inspired, I guess, by that environment of the estuaries and the kind of tidal mudflats and the tides coming in and out. We got together soon after that little workshop session as a band with Alex, the drummer, and we recorded the songs really quickly after that. Like, we didn't, even though it seemed like it's been a long process, it wasn't actually kind of very overwrought. We recorded it pretty quick.
I think there is that freshness in the songs as well. They feel very delicate, but they also feel kind of just placed in the right place and not necessarily, dug too deep into the trench. There's something a little bit ephemeral and lovely about the way that they've sort of been arranged and set up to sit with each other as well. I'm so curious about this railway cabin. Are you someone who requires a little bit of sort of concentrated quiet space to write, or was that just an opportunity that arose?
I think I'm becoming more and more that way. Like maybe I used to write all the time wherever I was, but now I require a bit more discipline. That was kind of a weird railway carriage thing. Was like part of a sort of yoga retreat place, but I was like very much not of the of the community that was hanging out there. I was like dressed all in black and like only left the carriage to like heat up a pizza in the microwave. Like I got pretty gross. I feel like these songs were really difficult for me.
Oh, you just cut out a little bit there, Holly. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just saying these songs were, lyrically, they were quite difficult for me to realise, and I found it hard putting these words to music.
Mm.
The lyrics themselves come from quite a difficult time for me, and so although musically it's quite like kind of uplifting and joyous, and the band really kind of turned it all around.
Mm.
And so that was great, but yeah, that was part of the longevity. Well, that's the wrong word, but how long it took. Was,
yeah,
it was quite hard for me to get these words out of just like little notes files on my computer and into song form. I avoided them for a really long time.
Did you find? I was just going to say, did you find that knowing you would take it to your band, is that something that's kind of reassuring for you? It feels like they're a very you've got a very tight unit. You're all friends and have played together for such a long time. When you're working with that difficult material or with songs that, you know, are a bit of a push to really get out, is there something kind of comforting about knowing who you're eventually going to be bringing it to help shape the final form?
Yeah, completely. I can't imagine playing these songs for the first time to like a group of people I didn't really know. It was terrifying as it was.
Mm.
But they're so positive and encouraging, and I just love my band so much. They're the greatest to play new songs to, and to make songs into something, you know, worth listening to as well.
When you are dealing with, I guess, like tricky lyrics for yourself, or tricky subject, or a tricky time to maybe write through, is music something that you use as a tool to sort of wade through that, or is it sort of the music is always there and that's kind of something you're naturally just channeling whatever into? Do you feel like you kind of turn to it maybe when you're trying to process those things?
That is a really good question. Like kind of a therapy way. I've not liked the idea of like it being therapy, but I think maybe for these songs it sort of was. And that was like part of it, was avoiding them for quite a long time.
Mm.
And because I actually felt very painful when I kind of go into the place where I'm like coming up with the guitar chords and melody and stuff, it like goes to a quite an emotional place, and I think I just couldn't do it for a while, like with these words. And sorry, that sounds really cryptic, but it is a comforting thing to be able to do, but I think for this album it was like it just took a long time for me to be able to do it.
Mm.
And then I did, yeah, totally. It was like it felt like a bit of a breakthrough, or a lifting to like confront that material a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I think a lot of people will relate to that feeling, and also with this music will find some kind of recognition or reassurance perhaps in your words and in the music itself. Dorothy Bay is the new single, which is out today. Tell us a wee bit about this track, Holly, before we have a listen to it. What's Dorothy Bay, I guess? You can go as surface or as deep as you feel like going at 10 to 9 in the morning, but what is Dorothy Bay kind of about for you?
For me it's like I just have a visual image of the dogs like pulling me along on the leash, you know, before they were, like, in any way trained, and they're still not very well trained on the leash. But, you know, just the, they're so strong. They're kind of failed farm dogs. And they when we first adopted them, it was like, you know, a total life change of like, oh, wow, they require a lot of walking and energy. And it's, you know, they're really taking me for a walk. So, yeah, it's a song that was kind of inspired by that feeling of, like, yeah, being pulled towards this local bay, which is off of Dorothy Road. But I suppose in a larger way, the song is kind of about nature and how it can sort of make or break things, you know, and it feels very pertinent right now. But...
Mm.
Yeah, like the way that it kind of gives, but also takes, and the feeling of the tide coming in and out, and kind of calling to you, and yeah, the kind of imagery of the lighthouse, or the kind of radar. One of the lyrics is a radar searching you out, and yeah, the Mako Harbour being this kind of tumultuous. And, you know, kind of dangerous, but also blissful, kind of polluted. I don't know, lots of things, you know,
yeah.
Lots of things crunching together. And, yeah, so it's a song kind of about a lot of things, I guess, but
well,
I guess nature.
I love that, all the sort of, yeah, the juxtapositions and the contradictions that something like a big body of water can present, and also that nature itself can present. I think there's a lot for people to pick apart for themselves in this. So I reckon we should have a listen to it, Holly. When is Ceremony, the album, going to be out in the world?
Yeah, it's going to be out on April the 28th.
Lovely. That's not even that far away.
No.
Very exciting stuff. Holly, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning about Ceremony, the beautiful new album which is on the way, and about Dorothy Bay, which is this new single we're going to have a listen to now. I'm glad to hear you guys are all safe in Langholm, and we will see you soon.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Ka kite. See you later.
Ka kite. Bye.
A strong pull of the way. It's a strong.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.